Welcome to the first episode of From a Girl's Girl. I'm so excited to be finally recording this podcast. I remember telling one of my friends 2 years ago that I want to start a podcast. I just didn't know what I wanted to talk about. But now I know, and I know the direction that I want the podcast to take. So thank you so much for joining me on From a Girl's Girl. So on today's episode, I'll be talking about self-love. What is self-love and what does it really mean to love yourself? So I'm going to do a quick rundown of what self-love is. So in 2020, a friend and myself went to go see a psychic. I don't know why we actually went to go see a psychic. I think we were just scared because it was lockdown and there was a lot of uncertainty. And we just had to ask about relationships. And the psychic was just like, no, just focus on loving yourself. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am, I love myself. What do you even mean? Like, I look good. I take care of myself. I buy myself nice things. And I'm always taking myself out. And she was just like, that's not what self-love is. And I was just like, oh, okay. But looking back and knowing what I know now, I kind of understand what she meant. So knowing what I know now, I put together a little list of what self-love is. And I think a lot of people confuse self-love with self-care. Self-care is taking yourself out on a cute little date, buying yourself flowers every now and then, doing Sunday self-care or skincare routine. So first and foremost, self-love is knowing your worth and knowing your value. When you know your worth, you know what value you bring into other people's lives and you know who you are. So nobody can come and tell you who you are. You most definitely will not try to convince people of your worth and you won't try to negotiate your worth. A lot of times we find ourselves in situations where people don't see our worth and we think that we have to audition, perform and convince these people to see our worth. And that's not our job. Our job is knowing our worth, and when somebody doesn't recognize your worth, all you have to do is open the door for them, let them out, and let somebody who has the eyes to see gold come through the door. A friend of mine, Rutendo Shumba, she's an advocate for women and children. She's doing amazing work in Africa. I will tag her page. So Rutendo made a very interesting post on LinkedIn. She was basically talking about how our worth is not fixed. And she made an example using a bottle of water. So the bottle of water is sold in a grocery store, restaurant, airport, and hotel. The price of the bottle of water is different. The only thing that's the same is the brand of the bottle of water. So think of yourself as the bottle of water. In the grocery store, the bottle of water is cheaper than the bottle of water at the hotel. Just because you are surrounded by people that do not see your worth, or you're with somebody who does not see your worth, does not mean you're worthless. When you've spent a lot of time in spaces where you've been made to believe that you're worthless, you start to believe it too. This is why it's so important to surround yourself with people who recognize your worth, people who see your true value. This applies to jobs, friendships, and relationships. You might find yourself that where you're currently working right now, you're being constantly overlooked. But then when you join a different company, they will be able to recognize your worth and see you for who you really are. Same thing happens in relationships and friendships. And just because your current partner right now doesn't see how valuable and worthy you are, it doesn't mean that the next man is going to see the same thing. Know your worth, know who you are. That way, no one is going to come tell you otherwise. No one is going to want you to convince them of how worthy you are, and you definitely won't have to negotiate your worth. Setting boundaries is second on the list. Setting boundaries is the highest form of self-love. You have to set boundaries for yourself and the people in your life. And I know a lot of people struggle with setting boundaries, but ma'am, you have to set boundaries. And no one is going to respect your boundaries if you don't respect your boundaries. The nice thing about boundaries is that they help you vet who truly has good intentions for you and who doesn't. Because people who don't really like you and like taking advantage of you and like using you get offended and upset when you set boundaries. People who really like you will respect your boundaries because they know that boundaries are there to protect you. One of the simple communication boundaries I had when I was still single and talking to different guys. So the boundary was that I would not take any calls after 9:40 p.m. And not that I'm sleeping at 9:40 p.m. or doing anything great. It's just my me time. I'm probably still on my phone or watching TV or doing whatever I'm doing. The only calls that are allowed to come through after 9:40 p.m. are calls from my family. So because I had this boundary, I also wouldn't be calling these men or whoever I'm talking to at the time after this time, because this is my me time. So the guys that just probably wanted a good time were offended and upset that I have this boundary. They would be like, no, but you didn't answer your call. Why are you not answering your call? And I'm like, no, that's my me time. And they just wouldn't get it. They wouldn't understand. So if someone is already upset by a little boundary like that one, what else are they going to try overstepping the relationship? And when you start setting boundaries, you start to lose people in your life. People will say things like, oh, you've changed, or you're so boring now, or you think you're better. Please don't fall for this. This is just people trying to guilt trip you so that they can continue using you and taking advantage of you. I recently lost someone I considered a close friend because of boundaries. This person didn't want to respect the boundaries that I have set. And it really hurt me. And that's what happens when you start setting boundaries. You lose people. But you know what? It's better to lose people than to lose yourself. Anybody who has worked on themselves knows how hard it is to get to a point where you're okay with being by yourself and you're okay with the person that you are. So it's better to lose somebody than to lose yourself. Setting boundaries and setting standards go hand in hand. And the thing with setting standards is that you can't expect someone to love you or treat you a certain way when you don't even treat yourself like someone you love. If you love to receive flowers, get in the habit of buying yourself flowers every now and then. Go on a solo date, cook yourself your favorite dinner. The best way to cultivate self-love is by practicing self-care. When you get in the habit of treating yourself like someone you love, you're conditioning your mind to believe that this is the way other people should love you and treat you. So when someone comes into your life and tries to lowball you or half-ass love you, you won't tolerate it, you won't accept it, because you have set the standard of how you want to be loved and treated. A lot of people think that you have to be single in order to really love yourself or be in your self-love era. That is not true. If you don't nourish the relationship that you have with yourself, you're going to pour from an empty cup. And how can you be happy in a relationship when you are not happy with yourself? You can't expect someone to come make you happy when you can't even make yourself happy. Self-love is also trusting yourself. When you trust yourself, you always trust your instinct. When you trust yourself, you're able to discern what's for you and what isn't for you. When you trust yourself, you listen to your instinct. A lot of us don't like listening to our instinct. What we would rather do is gaslight our instinct and be like, no, this is not what it is, when it actually is what it is. You have to trust yourself to a point where you know that you will choose yourself whenever your standards are not being met and whenever your boundaries are being overstepped. You have to be so confident in the fact that you will always choose yourself. Trusting your instinct and trusting yourself in any situation is self-love. When you trust yourself, know your worth, and you've set boundaries, you've basically put yourself on a pedestal. This is when you have the highest regard for yourself. This is when you tell people that you're the table when they ask you what you bring to the table. They are the chairs, you are the table, and you're the prize. When you have the highest regard for yourself, you will want to become the best version of yourself. You invest in yourself, you invest in your looks, your education, your career, you take risks, you develop yourself, you follow your passions, your dreams. But this is when things get tricky. This is when self-sabotage and self-doubt try to make things messy and ruin things for you. All of a sudden, there's a little voice telling you that no, it's not perfect enough, or you're not good enough, or you can't do it, or even asking you, who do you think you are? The best way to beat self-doubt and self-sabotage is by being self-aware. When you are self-aware, you can realize when you're about to sabotage yourself, and you can quickly shut down the voices that are making you feel like you're not good enough. When you realize that the little voices in your head are starting to make you feel doubtful and lose confidence in who you are, say a little positive affirmation to remind yourself who you are, where you're going, and what you're trying to achieve. Remind yourself that you're that girl. the one that's going to make it happen. Most of the time, the doubt is driven by fear. My biggest challenge is self-sabotage. So I will decide, okay, I'm going to do this and I will plan something. I will plan it properly. But when it's time for me to execute the plan, I will somehow sabotage everything. I have sabotaged so many things. I've sabotaged relationships and great opportunities. But now that I'm self-aware, I am able to work around it. So what I normally do is that I will ask myself, okay, Didi, what are you scared of? Because self-sabotage is mostly driven by fear. And sometimes we self-sabotage because we want to control the outcome. So if I ruin something, then I'm the one controlling the outcome. I know how it's already going to play out because I'm going to ruin it. So whenever I sense myself trying to sabotage myself, I will ask myself, okay, Didi, what are you scared of? And I will try to push against the fear. I normally sabotage myself by saying to myself, oh no, this is not perfect enough. Okay, no, let's wait. Let's try to get it more perfect. Let's add this. Let's add that. So now I just do things. I just do it. If I've decided that, okay, you know what? This is what it is. I'm going to do it. I tell myself that, you know what? You did the best that you can. Because if you don't do it now, you'll never do it. And then I'm going to start resenting myself for not doing it. So I might as well just do it. When you find yourself doubting yourself and sabotaging yourself, it's really important to show yourself compassion. Showing yourself compassion is you being kind to yourself. When that little voice in your head says to you, you're not good enough, or it's not perfect enough, or you're not going to make it, or you're going to fail, it's you knowing that whatever the outcome, you did your best. That's how you show compassion to yourself and be kind to yourself, is knowing that you did your best and no one is perfect. Showing yourself compassion and being kind to yourself when you've failed at something or you've sabotaged yourself is really important. This is when your therapist says to you, oh, forgive yourself. I'm sorry, but you really have to forgive yourself. Because at the time, you didn't know better. And you're not perfect. The only thing that you can do right now is make sure that you don't repeat the same mistakes and find yourself repeating the same pattern over and over again. Putting yourself down and calling yourself stupid is most definitely not going to change the outcome. It's also not going to help you to go back in time to change what you think you should have done differently. Talk to yourself like someone you love and treat yourself like someone you love. So, in essence, self-love is knowing your worth, setting boundaries, having standards, trusting yourself, being self-aware, and showing yourself compassion. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of From a Girl's Girl. Please follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From a Girl's Girl. It's just one word. Please share the episode with friends and family.